Well, what are you doing this afternoon if you're trying to get a sort of a side swipe as a date? What are you doing this afternoon? Your dad drive you home?
Yeah.
So slyly, you know, trying to get a date.
Yeah. Okay, you get something to come towards you, you take hold of it and you...
Well, you'd say you're pulling it.
Okay, so you say, you take hold of it and you...
Pull it to you.
Okay, another way is...
Push it.
Okay. Say you had a sack of groceries and didn't have your car. You say you picked up the groceries and...
Well, a lot of people say pack. Had to pack them home.
Okay.
A lot of people say tote them home. And other people would say I had to carry them.
Uh-huh.
So there's several different ways right there, several different expressions you see you'd use there.
Okay.
That word totem when I was small was used quite a bit by old people.
Mm-hmm.
And then they didn't say I carried a thing across from here over yonder, but towed it.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I reckon that's where the old totem pole, you know, we've read about, I think, originated. People talk about tote thing instead of care.
Yeah. Okay, you say, if a stove, you might tell a child now, that stove is very hot, so don't
put your hands on it, don't touch it.
Okay. If you needed a hammer, you might tell someone, go.
Get me a hammer, go bring me a hammer.
Okay. Okay, talking about, you know, children were playing tag or hide and seek or something. You know, there's one tree maybe that they could touch and they'd be safe.
Yeah.
What'd they call that?
Now, what did he call that? It's two or three names. Well, I don't know. He called that home plate or... something, I don't know.
Yeah, what about...
Several different things they call it.
Uh-huh.
Of course, in the game of baseball, you know, it's called home plate.
What about football?
Now, just don't talk to me much about football, because I don't know much about football.
Yeah, but you know what you call it? You run toward the
goal line.
Okay. Okay, so you throw a ball and ask somebody to...
Well, that's called a pass, I believe.
Uh-huh. But I mean, just a general word, you say, I throw the ball and I expect him to...
Catch it.
Okay. So I threw the ball and he...
Caught it.
Okay. So I've been fishing all day, but I still
haven't caught anything or haven't got a bite.
Okay.
I haven't got a bite, the old expression.
Yeah. Okay, he said, there's no need for you to hurry, I'll wait.
Well, generally people, when they make that kind of statement, say, I have plenty of time.
Yeah, or I'll wait.
I'll wait.
What you, I'll wait.
I'll wait, don't worry, just go ahead.
Yeah, how to say that, I'll wait you, I'll wait.
Till you are ready or you get through with what you have to do.
You say, I'll wait on you or I'll wait for you?
Wait you on you or for you, yeah.
Which one?
Wait for you, I think, would be used more than anything.
Okay.
Than the other.
Okay, say you're about to punish a child and he might tell you not to punish him, just give me another